Drysdale vignette, forcing bulbs, number 1. 3, 2, 1. Forcing spring flowering bulbs is popular. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. How to have an early spring this winter. 3, 2, 1. Forcing means encouraging bulbs that normally bloom outdoors in the spring to bloom indoors during the winter. The technique itself is simple, and almost any type of bulb, narcissus, daffodil, tulip, crocus, etc., can be forced. Since little horticultural skill is required, it's an excellent project for beginning gardeners, and now is the perfect time to start. The sooner you start, the sooner you'll have bulbs in full bloom in your home. Bulbs to be forced should be planted in plastic or clay pots with at least one drainage hole. The pots need not be deep. In fact, they need only be just slightly deeper than the depth of the bulbs to be planted. Such pots are often referred to in the trade as bulb pans. As far as planting soil, it should be a light sandy soil with plenty of humus such as peat moss added. If you're going to mix some, a good mixture is 1/3 soil from your garden, 1/3 sphagnum peat moss or horticultural vermiculite, and 1/3 sand. One additional twist to planting bulbs for forcing that has come along in recent years is to use deeper clay or plastic pots instead of the pans, and actually plant two layers of bulbs, perhaps two different types of bulbs, or two different cultivars of the same bulb. This method of planting generally yields flowers over a much longer period of time. It also allows you, the bulb forcer, to be ever so clever in your combination of bulbs and cultivars. I'm Art Drysdale.